Tell us about your role in this, because it's not just that you're singing in the end of the symphony, that it's this Himmlisch Lieben. It's in all of the movements of the symphony.
It's in all of the movements, but the voice appears only in the last bit, only in the last movement and in the last 10 minutes. So everybody's waiting and there is a name of the soprano nobody knows. I appear, usually the soprano comes in the third movement and sits for 25 minutes. And then you stand up for the last movement.
But you're kind of resolving a lot of the symphony because there are hints of this piece of music all the way through, right?
Yeah.
Mahler wanted it sung. It's a very childlike. The music is not necessarily childlike, but the lyrics are quite childlike. He wanted them sung in the voice of a child without any sarcasm or cynicism.
No, there's a lot of cynicism in it,
really?
I think. Yeah. And it's quite rude, what they wrote. It's the Himmlische Leben, the paradise something.
The heavenly
an
life.
Idea. Yeah. But it's really rude, and animals are killed.
Right.
And
so everybody can eat well.
And it's all sarcastic because it's not as happy as they want the paradise to be.
And you sing it in that way, always.
You have to find a middle way because the music is so beautiful and the poem is not really also very soft, and then you have to find something. And for me, the beauty and the voice of an angel is more important than the very rude and sarcastic thing. And the music is so beautiful that you just have to go with the music. So there's not so much you can put in it. It should be very simple.
Have you done this piece with Yannick before? Did you do this in Rotterdam with him?
Yeah, we did that in Rotterdam last year.
Okay, so tell me then how his approach is different now to how it was then. And do you think that's related to it being a different orchestra or to time having moved on?
It's always different. And if it would be all the same, then we should leave our job and we should become something different. Because it's always, everything is in movement. And of course, 1 year later, it will be different. And it should be different. I think also my voice is different. I was sick, by the way, than in Rotterdam. So I'm very happy that I'm all right now. It's different. Art should move. And the orchestra is different also.
And the instructions he's giving to you, they're different here.
I think I remembered some things he told me the first bit. And
you were sure he would want those again with a different orchestra?
Yes,
1 year later?
I think so, yes.
And what were to give us some insights into what how he wanted this?
With the tempo. It's mainly the tempo, faster, slower, something. And at the end, there is, not in my score, something different rhythmically with the orchestra. I think that's very interesting, but nobody told me, because my score says it differently. And I do now the way he told me when we first met. And I think it makes sense. It's only a tiny, tiny thing nobody will recognize. But for me, it's important still. In 10 minutes.
And did it reveal more about the piece to you?
No, it's not the piece. It's only a tiny bit. But it's something ironically different.
I don't know how old you are, and I'm not going to guess, but you're not an old woman by any stretch of the imagination.
Not a very young, but not a very old.
But certainly nearer to the younger. Is this a piece that needs to be sung by a young soprano, do you think? Because of the nature of the content?
Yes, I think there is a time for each piece, and the voice has to be fresh, and it changes. So I think now I'm in a good time for this, because the voice has to be quite mature also. It's low, and for a soprano it's very low, and it's not sung by a mezzo-soprano. It shouldn't be. There are some mezzo-sopranos who sing the piece, but I think it's more the a soprano has a, it's the voice is more sparkling and clearer than a mezzo, and I think this angel childlike, it's more the way Mahler wanted, not the mezzo-soprano voice. And for a soprano voice, it needs to be more mature and also needs a bigger bottom voice. It's the tessitura is a bit as Fior di Ligi, and I wouldn't sing Fior di Ligi. Maybe it comes in the next years, but not now and not with 22. I'm so much enjoying this piece to sing it now because I sang it many times before, and it's not something new, and I don't do it for the first time as many roles I do at the moment. And it's a relief.
It's an old friend.
It's an old friend, and I'm very happy to come back and to see this old friend every year once. Also, it's planned for the next seasons. I'm very happy. It's a very special piece to me. A very special piece for a German soprano, I think. There are Brahms Requiem is another piece that is it means a lot to us because we grew up with this music. As Hansel and Gretel, for example, the opera. You're a child and you grew up with this music, and it's more special to you, and it's also a bit untouchable. You don't want to touch it, and it's very something mystical about that.
And you mentioned about it being, you know, part of your, it's in your DNA as a German.
And therefore we have to be careful.
But is it advantageous then, or is it okay for somebody who doesn't speak, isn't a native German speaker? Are they going to get it as well as somebody who grew up with it?
Of course, there's more work. I sing in Italian too. I'm a Susanna and I sing different things in different languages. That's what we have to do. And we have to, but then I need another person who helps me with the pronunciation. This is easier now. Maybe you could guess that I'm a Bavarian, but we don't need somebody for the language, not for this piece. And it makes it easier, but it's a lot of pressure also that you put yourself up. You're putting this pressure on the pieces because you knew them for such a long time and you heard the big names of the sopranos, Edith Matiz, the really old ones, Helen Donat sang this piece, and it's nice, and I like to listen to the old recordings, the Karajan and Böhm, and all these people did that.
And what's your experience been performing it with the Philadelphia Orchestra, as distinct from, I don't know, performing it with the European Orchestra? Is there a difference in the way it feels? Not necessarily because of the geography, but what's your experience been with the Philadelphia Orchestra?
Sometimes it's easier to perform the pieces out of Germany because of the pressure, also for the orchestras, and they played in Germany a lot, maybe less here. And they go with a lot of freshness in it. And this is very interesting for me also. It's not how it should be because they don't know. Of course, you can listen to recordings, but it's not a certain way to do. You have to do like that way, in that way. And it's
almost sacred in German, in German-speaking countries.
And these sacred pieces are really difficult. As Brahms requirement is really difficult, and a young conductor has always problems to go on with these pieces.
Yeah, but you can understand with the Brahms requirement because it is, you know, it is sacred in nature, but this is a child's folk song.
Yeah, but still, the whole symphony is a sacred piece also.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.